Good morning, I'm John Carroll. It's Thursday, June 27th. After several years, the San Diego Zoo will once again be home to giant pandas from China. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. As Pride Month wraps up, President Joe Biden issued a blanket pardon yesterday for service members who were kicked out of the military due to their sexual orientation or gender identity. For 60 years, the U.S. military formally banned same-sex relationships, a policy that ended in 2013. White House officials say the act of clemency by President Biden affects about 2,000 veterans. However, LGBTQ plus advocates say the number of service members forced out officially or indirectly by less than honorable discharge or other discipline is much higher. They say it's more than 100,000. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit brought by a local pastor who claims he was removed from a City of San Diego board due to his views on those who are transgender. Dennis Hodges was serving on the city's Citizens Advisory Board on Police Community Relations. Hodges claimed in the lawsuit that Mayor Todd Gloria retaliated against him by vetoing his reappointment to the board. He argued the reason was because he abstained from voting to support a letter condemning transphobia during his unrelated work on the county's Human Rights Commission. The federal judge ruled that Mayor Gloria is allowed to veto members without cause. Two members of San Diego Wave FC will play for the U.S. Women's National Team at the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. Naomi Girma and Jaden Shaw were included in yesterday's roster, announced by U.S. Soccer. There is one big omission. Longtime Team USA star Alex Morgan will not participate. Morgan also plays with Wave FC. She said she looks forward to supporting the team and cheering them on. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Donations come in many forms. A sustaining membership, a one-time gift, even that extra vehicle you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle. Here's how. Go to kpbs.careasy.org or call 877-KPBS-CAR.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria spent yesterday in China celebrating a new generation of pandas coming soon to the San Diego Zoo. Katie Anastas says San Diegans will still have to wait until later this summer to see the panda pair.
The two pandas are named Yun Chuan and Sing Bao. They'll be the first pandas to arrive in the U.S. in 21 years. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says the pair will spend several weeks acclimating to their new home before the zoo announces an opening date. Megan Owen is the vice president of conservation science with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. She says the zoo has renovated its panda habitat for the new residents.
The size of the habitat is, I believe, it's quadrupled, maybe even quintupled. It's enormous. And we've also incorporated a lot of topographic features that are just going to make for a very exciting and engaging habitat.
Yun Chuan already has a connection to San Diego. His mother, Zhen Zhen, was born at the San Diego Zoo in 2007. The zoo describes Sing Bao as a, quote, gentle and witty introvert with a sweet round face and big ears. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria's proposal for a 1,000-bed homeless shelter will soon be getting its first public hearing. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen has more.
Several months ago, Gloria's office was approached by a real estate investor who had purchased a 65,000-square-foot warehouse just east of the airport. He offered to lease the space to the city for use as a homeless shelter. Gloria negotiated a deal and presented it to the city council in closed session. The council met another three times behind closed doors to discuss the deal, a sign of disagreement between the mayor and council president. But the two released a joint statement late on Monday saying they're ready to discuss and vote on the shelter proposal in a public hearing. That's likely to take place in mid to late July. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Coming up, since 2019, homeless patient admissions at Scripps Health's San Diego County hospitals nearly doubled to more than 22,000. Some need recuperative care, but there aren't enough beds.
It's very different to heal in a tent or in a canyon or in the backseat of a car. And so we're able to offer a space like this that not only helps them with their physical healing, but with their mental health.
We'll have that story and more just after the break.
Coming up on Stripper Energy, CADA launches a full assault on San Diego police that included some undercover work.
That's a whole different story about how I ended up in the back of a police car. I was undercover, you know, as a hooker.
Prepare for Chapter 5, Fighting Back, or The Rise of Stripper Energy. Get the latest episode of this video podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. More information at kpbs.org/stripper energy.
When you're released from the hospital, it often means more recovery time at home. But what about people who have no permanent housing? Where can they recuperate? Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says that's the problem Scripps Health hospitals are facing, as the number of homeless patients they treat has nearly doubled in 5 years.
Unfortunately, I got divorced, I got depressed, and I didn't want to stay in Phoenix anymore, so I flipped a coin, landed in San Diego.
When Frank Serbay moved to San Diego in 2022, he had nowhere to stay.
I came off that Greyhound bus and saw all that tent. I'm like, what did I get myself into? I was thinking about, okay, I got $100 left in my pocket. I'm going to go back to Phoenix. But I gave it a chance.
Serbay, now 59, says he was struggling with alcoholism.
I lost my job, my house, my car, my dog. I lost everything.
Serbay found shelter at Father Joe's Villages in downtown San Diego. It was at their health center he had a pain in his leg checked for the first time and discovered he had a tumor.
I had major surgery done on my leg, which they took a tumor out the size of a golf ball.
After surgery, he needed additional care. Melody Thomas directs patient care and case management at Scripps Mercy Hospital. She works to find unhoused patients' recuperative care. She says without a place to heal properly, those requiring ongoing attention may find themselves back in the ER within days.
And that really is where if you need to recuperate from the hospital and you are homeless or unsheltered, that is an option. The recuperative care is usually a higher medical need than what they can manage at a shelter bed.
Homeless individuals often seek emergency care for immediate needs, but are released when they are medically cleared, even if they require ongoing care. Thomas says last year, Scripps' 5 San Diego hospitals treated 22,227 homeless patients. This year, they're on track to double that number. State law requires hospitals to track and create discharge plans for homeless patients, connecting them to shelter options. Thomas says the challenge is the shortage of beds and difficulty accessing recuperative care programs.
That process does vary based on managed Medi-Cal. So how and when we can get authorization for that, you know, specific bed, then determining the timeliness of getting the patient into the recuperative care bed, that's, I think, where the opportunity is.
Some patients who need recuperative care may end up back on the street because there can be a lag between when a patient is released from the hospital and insurance approves it. Thomas says it's challenging to know how many people need recuperative care but don't get it. Some patients give up during the waiting process. Others need it but refuse it. After his surgery, Serbay recovered in the recuperative care program at Father Joe's Villages. The program has 28 beds, and patients are supported by on-site nurses. Jesse Caseman connects clients to social services at Father Joe's Villages.
It's very different to heal in a tent or in a canyon or in the backseat of a car. And so we're able to offer a space like this that not only helps them with their physical healing, but with their mental health and just the relief from knowing that they're safe and can heal the way that they need to.
Serbay recuperated in a clean and safe room shared with just one other person.
So I got a peace of mind every night since I've been here. I put my headsets on, I watch my TV on my tablet. And it's just, very peaceful.
Sergey can walk now and uses a cane only for stability after completing the 90-day program. Caseman again.
So we have a very short time that we can work with them in recuperative care, and our case managers work very hard to help people exit to their next safe destination.
They also help with their finances and housing goals. Sergey is waiting to hear whether he's been granted housing in a converted hotel room.
It's just a room, but it's me by myself, and I don't mean nothing more than that.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Palomar Health Medical Group's phones and computer system have been down for nearly 2 months. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen tells us how that's affecting patients.
The doctor's office didn't have any medical records, anything whatsoever.
Sabir Hassan was one of the people who wrote to KPBS detailing their ordeal with Palomar Health Medical Group's computer outage.
The other problem is that the doctor cannot come up with any conclusive treatment plan because they don't have access to the previous records.
Hassan's problem mirrors dozens of others who contacted KPBS about the same issue. Poway resident Erin Allen told us that nurses had to ask her what the doctor diagnosed her with. Palomar says it discovered suspicious activities on certain computer system on May 5th and quickly took those systems offline to prevent the spread of possible malware. Palomar says its medical centers were unaffected and remained fully operational. The healthcare system says it is working with a third party to investigate the source and restore those systems as soon as possible. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Thank you to those who participated in our community conversation last night, The High Price of Paradise, San Diego's Cost of Living Crunch. In case you missed it, you can stream it on the KPBS YouTube page. Feel free to share your own thoughts and subscribe for notifications on future events. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm John Carroll. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Coming up on Stripper Energy, CADA launches a full assault on San Diego police that included some undercover work.
That's a whole different story about how I ended up in the back of a police car. I was undercover, you know, as a hooker.
Prepare for Chapter 5, Fighting Back, or the Rise of Stripper Energy. Get the latest episode of this video podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. More information at kpbs.org/stripper energy.